Sophia!
Hi!
Hi!
Hi, girlfriend. How are you?
You're a little shocked, huh, that I knew who you were.
Yes, I am.
Well, I tagged your name on your number from last time, so that's how I knew.
She has a little drone, and it goes over to your house, and she looks inside.
I see. Well, I have some good news. Well, it's good news for me. I was at breakfast yesterday with some girlfriends, and listening to the call, I just learned so much. And at the restaurant, I asked for, of course, there was omelet on the menu, and I asked if I could have a three-egg veggie omelet with goat cheese. And the server said she didn't think so, but she would ask. And she came back later and said, yes, that they could make that for us. And so I was really excited about that I could customize what I needed and what I wanted.
And they actually had goat cheese?
They had goat cheese.
Oh, my
God. They had a goat cheese dish on the menu, but it just didn't. It looked crazy to me, and it had stuff, sausage and stuff in it that I didn't think I could have. So I just asked the question, and yeah.
Amazing. You're in charge.
I don't know if I had not been listening to the calls over the weeks, I don't know if I would have pushed myself to ask them to make something special for me. So that was good. And at that same breakfast meeting, a friend of mine said, looks like you're losing weight. Are you losing weight? And so that's the first time, other than my buddy, that someone has noticed that I'm losing weight. And so I was really thrilled about that.
That's really great. I mean, that's empowering. It's rewarding. And, you know, I'm so glad that you brought this up, because so many people do not know that they can walk into a restaurant and request what they want and what they need.
And I'm one of those people, because when I'm at dinner or meal with family and friends, and people are saying, well, can you substitute this? Can you do this? Can you do that? Sometimes I become frustrated with that myself. And so I've always been a little hesitant to do it. Yet I know that it helps me on my wellness plan, and so I just did it.
Yeah, it's because Sophia comes first now.
Yes.
It's your mindset, Sophia. You're not being intimidated because there's nothing wrong with it. You're not being selfish. You're not being, the stigma and paradigm is, you have to have something special for yourself. Or I know in my family, when I started eating a certain way and we'd have holiday time, my older sister and brother and mom, they would talk like, oh, Jackie's going to come. She's going to say she can't eat this, she can't eat that. And my older sister eventually said, Mom, she doesn't need to say that. You're making enough for everything that she can choose what she needs and what she wants. You don't have to worry about it. Well, she's not going to eat the potatoes. I know she won't eat the au gratin or whatever it is that she used to make. And she goes, so she's going to eat everything else. Isn't that good enough? You know, it's like finally my sister was standing up for me. But it was because I knew I needed to take care of my health, and I needed to be in charge, and I could no longer be embarrassed, intimidated, or feel out of control, because I didn't like how I felt and I didn't like how I looked. So it was a mindset, and it's really a paradigm shift when you can say, hey, you know, this is my body. I have to take care of it. This is the way I'm going to do it.